All right, Audio Boo people, here is the second Audio Boo for this day, March 27th, 2012. And I'm actually at the Cleveland bus station here. Yes, they've got free Wi-Fi here, Greyhound Wi-Fi, and I'm sitting here with my bag in front of me. Yes, it's so far made it here. This is the Buffalo, we just made it from Buffalo on here. And so I'm happy about that. And I've got a ball game on here, so that's what you're hearing in the background. And waiting for the next bus, which will depart about 11:30, which will be in just about 45 minutes or so from now, from gate number 8. So I'm just kind of sitting here. I was going to get a little something from their snack bar, but it had closed. So I'm just sitting here on some metal chairs with some other people hanging around waiting for various buses. So yeah, the bus ride was uneventful. I just passed a big, well, it wasn't really a big accident. Actually, a car flipped over on its roof just outside of, well, I think it was already within Cleveland, just up a little ways. And so that was that. And then stopped at Erie, PA. And so we were just there. And well, the bus was about average, like it always has been. So, anywho, see, the next stop will be Cincinnati. I think it'll be like 4 something. I don't know the exact time off the top of my head. But that's the next layover. And this time, unlike just having the one dead stop, I claim the baggage. They've got my ticket that I claim it at every transfer point. So, which I guess is not a bad thing, because then you know right away that then if my luggage does get lost for some reason, I will discover it a lot quicker. And so then I won't be in a huge panic when I get to Anniston. So that's good, at least. So, like, I came here into the bus station, and the attendant, one of the people, brought it to me. The nice thing so far, I had pretty good assistance here. Actually, both at Buffalo had really good assistance, and here, too, which is really good. I have to say that for Greyhound, that their assistance is really good. And that's the thing. If they know I need it, then they're good. I know I wish I could say the customs people would be more friendly, as I told you on the Boo earlier. They were like just very terse, like very basically just state your business and just answer the questions. Like I said, you know, like what's your citizenship? What are you doing in the States? How long you plan to be? The usual, the routine questions. And said, okay, next. Drive was done. And so that was good. You know, I was kind of scared that I wouldn't get let through because with my wife with the filing for immigration, but obviously nothing showed up, and so obviously they don't even have a record of me when I came in, so that's not bad. I'm grateful, I'm relieved, of course, that and of course praying too helped, probably was a big help. So people always tell you that prayer always does help in time of need, so and that was that. So I'm well on my way. Supper tonight was just the grilled chicken and muffins and ice and a can of iced tea. Yeah, I don't know if I said that in the last Boo or not. But I'm here, and so that's it for this Boo, and I will Boo at you all later. So take care, and see you next Boo. I don't know if I'll Boo from Cincinnati or when the next Boo will be, but I'll see you everybody next Audio Boo. Take care.